KSTL 690 East St. Louis, St. Louis.
Welcome to the Sparkman Pathway to Careers.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. I'm hoping that each of you are doing well in your respective places. This is Nikki Roach, and you are tuned in to Sparkman Pathway to Careers. And today, I am absolutely excited to have a special guest in the house. But first things first, welcome once again to Sparkman Pathways to Career. And on this show, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, we bring you interesting dialogue, research content surrounding human resource, learning and development, career strategies, and resources. Every now and again, we bring a special guest to come and give us insight about resources and strategies that we can incorporate in advancing our careers, as well as if we're wanting to stick our toe into the entrepreneurship area, which I have been getting a whole lot of feedback on. So yes, we do have more information about entrepreneurship coming in the next couple months. But in the meantime, today we have with us Maximiliana Zales. I had the opportunity to meet her about a year ago, I believe. And I was the guest speaker at Women's Group. And they meet every Saturday throughout the month. And they it is an absolute amazing experience to come together, share what it is that we're going through, what it is that we're trying to seek out, and resources and strategies to advance within our areas of expertise. And in the audience on one particular day, Maximiliana Zales was there and had a chance to have her share her experience, some of the knowledge that she had. And she was transitioning into a new space at that time, and which brings us here. She's now the Missouri Outreach Manager for Small Business Majority, the Missouri chapter. Welcome, Maximiliana.
Thank you so much, Nikki, for having me here today. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. So let's just jump right in and tell us a little bit about who you are and then how it is that you've become a part of Small Business Majority.
Sure. Well, first of all, I am a Mexican woman. I am an immigrant. I am a mom. And I grew up here in the St. Louis area across the river and had the opportunity through life experience and work to travel, have lived in Chicago, Florida, California, came back.
Wow.
And in my time back, ended up in this position with Small Business Majority, where I've been for close to 10 months now.
Wonderful. Now tell us a little bit about Small Business Majority, who they are, where they are, what they do.
Sure. So Small Business Majority is a national nonprofit organization. It was initially founded in California by small business owners and for small business owners. We are a national advocacy and education organization. And our main offices are in California, of course, but also we have another office in Washington, D.C. And there are other outreach managers like myself that work across the country in various states.
Awesome. And in your role as the outreach manager for Missouri, what are your responsibilities?
Well, first of all, we have what we call our entrepreneurship program, which is basically consists of four different presentations that we do to bring educational resources for small business owners. Since I am the only person from our organization here in the St. Louis area, my number one job is to create partnerships with what are known as ESOs, which basically means other entrepreneurship service organizations that provide actual technical assistance, whether it's something such as how to write a business plan or how to seek funding. So my first role is to create those partnerships so that I can work with those organizations to bring our educational presentations.
Okay, so some of those partnerships, if you can identify maybe just two for the sake of time. Who are they and how has that developed?
Sure. So I can share with you, for example, One of the organizations is Grace Hill Women's Business Development Center.
Awesome.
And the way that this has developed is that being that they are one of the premier organizations here in St. Louis that is focused on helping women entrepreneurs. When I started in my role, of course, that was one of the first organizations that I reached out to introduce myself and the work that I'm doing with Small Business Majority. And I work with them in the sense that I often refer small business owners, which is a second component of my work. So when I do the presentations, I have the opportunity to meet small business owners, and they end up, I invite them, and they end up usually following up with me to just schedule a one-on-one meeting. They tell me about their business, where they're at, and what are the needs that they have, and then I refer them to outside organizations, as I mentioned, for example, like Grace Hill Women's Business Development Center.
So you're almost acting as the liaison between those small business owners and the resources that are yes. in this state of Missouri.
Yes. I'm identifying myself as a connector, definitely in that sense.
Awesome. Now, while you're connecting and you're working with different individuals who have small business, let's step back and define what is the small business. Excuse me. We talked about coughing, right? And it's me. Excuse me. So let's step back and explain and unpack, what is a small business owner for you? What do they look like? Because oftentimes those who are small business owners still think that there are certain things that have to be in place, or they have to have a shingle hanging off of an actual brick and mortar building. But share with us, what does that look like? Who's approaching you and who should approach you?
Definitely. So first of all, sometimes we tend to have the wrong idea of mm-hmm. what a small business owner looks like.
Okay.
And I'm glad we're talking about this to clarify. So oftentimes a small business owner is going to be a solo entrepreneur. If they have employees, they might have 10 or less employees. That is
okay.
the greater majority of small business owners. If somebody thinks of a corporation and they have, like, let's say 100 to maybe 500 employees, that is definitely not a typical small business owner, although it may be considered a smaller size corporation. So anybody from, you know, that is working as a solopreneur, there's many different terminologies and ways that they identify themselves. A solopreneur, a mompreneur, a, what is that other? When they have, like, they're just like a side gig, or whenever they have they're working just
the dualpreneur,
yes,
because you're still working your day job, but
right.
you're also working.
Exactly. And actually, to that fact, Nikki, I read a recent article that was stating that almost 25% of Americans have a side business.
25%.
Almost 25%.
So that's 1 in 4.
Yes, and the numbers are growing because our economy is changing. The other thing that I need to share that is very important for everyone to know is the fact that all net new jobs, almost 50% of all net new jobs, come as a result of small business owners growing their businesses. And that statistic stands true nationally, across the state, and even in our local communities. So it's very important to know the impact that small business owners have, regardless of, you know, whether they identify themselves as an entrepreneur, working in the gig economy, or a mompreneur, et cetera. Their impact is great on our economy.
Yeah. And what's so also interesting is that there are so many articles. I think there's one story in NPR. There's also one in Forbes about Black women leading the charge when it comes to those who are first and fastest to grow small businesses. I'm glad that you defined what small business owner is, because we think just because we have a few clients mm-hmm. and we are operating out of our basement
right.
or that spare bedroom or your kids' bedroom now that they are out of the house
right.
and we're not ready yet. But I believe that what you have to offer and what I've seen you mm-hmm. present and share with different audiences, that's really the target audience.
Right.
To take full advantage of the different resources, right. which we'll get into.
Right. So here in St. Louis, my work is predominantly, or primarily, I should say, with populations that are underserved, and that includes, you know, women, immigrants, people of color, whether they're Black or Latino. But you are correct. Women are the ones that are starting small businesses at a higher rate than men. Mm-hmm. Their businesses are generating jobs and also business revenues above the national average. And definitely women of color are creating businesses faster than the rest of the population. 79% of the businesses that have been started by women since 2007 have been businesses that were started by women of color.
Yeah, so, and I have a few statistics just to support that mm-hmm. and to echo what you're saying. So according to the 2018 State of Women-Owned Business Report commissioned by American Express, says while the number of women-owned businesses grew an impressive 58% from 2007 to 2018, the number of firms owned by Black women grew by a stunning 164%, nearly three times that rate. There are 2.4 million African-American women-owned businesses in 2018, most owned by women 35 to 54 years of age. Black women are the only racial and ethnic group with more business ownership than their male peers, according to the Federal Reserve. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow, indeed.
So we need your help.
Yes.
In regards, because we are also not just women, when we talk about gender, women compared to men are often receive shorter, the short stick when it comes to access to capital, to resources. Right. But women of color
right.
have an even harder challenge when it comes to getting funding and access to capital to even launch.
Right. And that is actually one of the topics that we cover in our presentations is access to capital, because we have found that that is one of the number one issues for small business owners all across the board. And of course, you know, women, minorities, immigrants, et cetera, face special challenges in regards to sometimes having lower credit scores, sometimes basically not understanding what it takes to be financially literate, to put yourself in the best position to be able to obtain additional types of funding when you're seeking that funding to either start or to expand your business. But those are the kinds of things that we cover in our presentations. And the partners that I help refer to also help with those types of issues to be able to get you in set up for success.
Okay.
And no, I was just going to say that it's important to note for any of our listeners today that if you have the idea to start or grow your business, you need to understand that it takes a team effort.
Yes.
So that's something that I always stress in our presentations, and it's the reason why this month, which is the month of October, we have our St. Louis Celebrate Women's Small Business Month, and we have different events throughout the month, including one event, which I'll talk about in a little bit, coming up this Saturday, October 13th. But it's important to know as potential business owners or current business owners that you need to have a team for your business, whether that means you have to have your lawyer, your accountant, you need to have like a business mentor, that there are organizations that exist, like SCORE, for example, that provide that business mentoring, to having like a mastermind group of being around other people that are doing the same thing that you're doing, that you can complain if need be and celebrate when it's required. It's very important to surround yourself with what I call your business advisory council.
Yes.
And I always include myself. I tell the participants in our presentations, if you don't have an advisory business council, you have one now, and I will be the first member to help you in your success along your business.
That's awesome. awesome. That's awesome. Those of you just tuning in, thank you for joining us on Sparkman Pathway to Career. I am your host, Nikki Roach, and I am just honored to have with me in studio today, Maximiliana Zales, who is the Missouri Outreach Manager for Small Business Majority. And we are talking about strategies and resources about small business owners and things that they can tap into you about, whether they want you a part of their advisory council or not. They need to have you. Excellent. Because you've got some great resources that are right here. We just, right. It's just a matter of being aware.
And many of them are free, Nikki. Yeah.
So we talked about the partnership with Grace Hills Women, WIBO, Women in Business organization, but identify for one, and I think I asked for two. So let's spend a little time talking about a second one, if you can think of another one.
So another one that I have worked with and that I have also referred many of our small business owners that I've come across is Justine Peterson. Again, important because Justine Peterson, they do provide funding, but even more important than the funding is that they help you understand financial literacy. So for example, Nikki, when I'm doing the access to capital presentation, and people, of course, they come because they want to know, how do I get money to start my business?
Yeah.
So I share with them, okay, if you're sitting in front of me, if you don't know your credit score, if you don't have a debt repayment plan, if you don't know how much debt you owe and how you're going to pay it back, and if you don't have, for your personal home life, a 3 to 6 month, which is the suggested emergency fund, then you're not really ready to go to a bank and to ask for money or to seek outside funding. And you can go, and they're going to tell you no, and they're not going to explain why the answer was no.
Wow.
But Justine Peterson will help you get your financial foundation together so that when the time comes, they can either help you by providing you with financing in-house, or they will, if you're bankable after working with them, they will refer you out if you're bankable at that point.
What I love about what you're doing and the Small Business Majority is doing, you're not only just giving handouts or allowing people to just run in and grab what they need and exit, but you are taking the time to actually educate.
Right.
So that the business is sustainable.
Right.
And scalable.
Yes.
And scalable, it really is a personal thing. Not everybody wants to be mega.
Right.
Or bring in millions.
Right.
Of course, that won't hurt, but each of us, we all have different outlook on what it is that we desire. However, I believe that that educational component is something that we don't get enough of.
Right.
And it doesn't matter how long you've been in business, because I know I have found that the longer you stay in business, the more times you have to pivot to meet the need, because you're meeting a need of some sort.
Right.
And what that need was maybe a year ago may not be the need today.
Exactly. And so if you're looking to have a sustainable long-term business, you personally and your mindset as well has to grow right along with your business, because you are the leader, you're the guide, you're going to be the one that determines where your business goes. So as you continue and go through your journey, it's the same thing for yourself as the person, as an individual. And you're very correct. You need to continue growing in your education and your professional development. And it doesn't mean that you have to go back to school per se, because as I mentioned, there are plenty of resources and opportunities, many of them free, although just because they're free doesn't mean that they're not valuable, because they're greatly, greatly valuable. And as a matter of fact, I encourage people to put a dollar amount on everything that they receive along their journey so that they can begin to see how much they have coming in, not just, you know, the money that they have to put out for their business.
That's awesome. I have never thought about it that way, because we're making investments to make the business successful, but at the same time, we need to be making investments to make sure that we as leaders and small business owners are doing our part to remain relevant and back to sustainable.
Right. And like I said, there's a plethora of help in the St. Louis area if you want it, if you are going to reach out and ask for it and take advantage of it. And And there are a lot of resources, and Small Business Majority is just one of many. But like I mentioned, you know, we're here, and one of the events that I said that I would come back to for the month of October is our Be Your Own Boss, a breakfast roundtable discussion for small business women of color. And this will be on Saturday, October 13th from 9 to 11:30 at the DK Annex in partnership with DK Solutions.
Awesome. And I know you have a full calendar for the month of October. Go ahead and give us more information.
So the Be Your Own Boss Roundtable Discussion for Small Business Women of Color, that will be on Saturday, October 13th, like I mentioned. And then if you're listening to us out in the St. Charles area, on Saturday, October 20th, we'll be at the EDC Business and Community Partners offices from 8:30 to 12, where we will be talking about empowering women in small business. And then on Monday, October 22nd, we'll be back in the city, actually at the St. Louis Treasurer's Office in City Hall. And we will be talking about access to capital, credit building, and wealth building for women in small business. And that'll be in the morning on Monday, October 22nd from 9 to 11:30. But if you want to find more information, definitely visit our website, which is smallbusinessmajority.org, and check out the events tab, because the calendar is there and you can register for the events under our events tab in the smallbusinessmajority.org website.
Awesome. Now, I will say I've had the pleasure of not only presenting, but also participating and just sitting in the audience. And I bring that up because even as a emerging small business owner and just an employee of an employer, there were so many takeaways at the last event you had. And I came just to receive what the panelist and the keynote, Tashara Jones, had to share. And you did a presentation also in the middle. Listeners, I'm telling you, even if you think that you're pretty kind of set and you're good, from the networking opportunities and meeting new people that I had not crossed paths with, that has been great, because I've made connects already in regards to just getting to know people and also more resources, because we're all connected to different things. But also hearing the stories from the individuals you had on the panel, it just brings you back to your why you're doing what you're doing, whether you're an entrepreneur or not. Right. It is just good to be in the company to understand that we're all works in progress. We're all working towards success as we define it. But there's so much out here, as you mentioned, for us to take advantage of. But it's almost as if these things are like secrets. So our task today even is like getting this secret out here, that there are some resources that are available to get connected, take advantage. And so you mentioned capital, access to capital. You mentioned the workshops. What other things are you also offering individuals?
So our other presentations have to do with wealth building, which is, as I say, just a sexy way to say retirement, because whether we know it or not, there is a retirement gap in the U.S. where there has been a statistic, and I believe if I'm recalling correctly, it was said that 7 out of 10 people only have like $3,000 saved for retirement.
Wow.
So when you're a small business owner, a lot of times you're just focused on money for the business, but you're not thinking about your future. And we talk in that presentation about how you should allocate your revenue to go for the business, go for yourself, and then also go
because
for
you have
your
to,
future.
Because as entrepreneurs, we usually don't pay ourselves.
Exactly.
But it
not
takes
now or in the future.
Right.
Exactly.
But it takes us paying and investing out of our own pocket into the business at least the first 3 to 5 years.
Correct.
So you're not only not making money, but you're using what you have.
Right, because you reinvest it back into the business, but you don't save, you know, a couple of little nuts for the future, which you definitely should. So that's the other presentation that we talk about. And then another one that we cover is actually related to the history of Small Business Majority here in the state of Missouri, which we, when we started about 5 years ago, The Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, had just become law. So it was the first time that small business owners were able to take access and be able to cover themselves and their families. And actually, with our Affordable Care Act presentation, we're just educating small business owners that no matter what you've heard on the news, the Affordable Care Act is still here. Obamacare is still here. It's going to take an act of Congress to change the law, and so far that has not happened. And approximately 20% of people that are enrolled under the Affordable Care Act are small business owners or are working for a small business owner.
Wow. So these are some great opportunities that individuals can take advantage of. And you have had now a chance to stand in front of many groups to share all of this knowledge and connect individuals across industries and those who are wanting to make that transition or the jump out of corporate or an organization into entrepreneurship. If I could step aside from the formal conversation just for a moment, what has been the biggest surprise for you as you have taken on this responsibility?
Really, I would say the biggest surprise is what I would call a lack of information, right? When you're a person that is striving to do something, but this is not common within your family, your community, your background, you didn't grow up with a family of, you know, entrepreneurs, you have an idea, but you don't know how to start. And therefore, you don't know what you don't know, right? And so it's hard to get started. But I'm, for anybody that is listening, and anybody that is not listening, because what I say to people, when I, especially in my own social media, when I'm sharing about the events, I always say, bring a friend. Because even if this information is not for you at the moment, I know for a fact that somebody in your circle needs what we're offering. And you should let them know about Small Business Majority. You should let them know about the series of events. You should let them know about Justin Peterson or Grace Hill, or just let them know there's help for you out there. You need to Google it.
Now give us the website once again.
So it's smallbusinessmajority.org.
Okay.
Smallbusinessmajority.org. Or you could also go to venturize.org, which is another online platform that we have. You can put your zip code in and look up local resources. That would be more specific for the St. Louis area.
Okay. Maximiliana, we thank you for joining us and sharing all this information
with
the listeners. Definitely have to have you back once there are in the new year.
Okay.
Because I'm sure many people are making the decision, should I jump now or should I wait to the new year? And you have, I know, much, much more to share with us. So I'm going to hold you to it.
Yes.
Coming back. So to learn more, again, you can go to
smallbusinessmajority.org. Look at our events tab for the events.
Okay, wonderful. And I want to thank each and every one of you for giving us just a few of your moments on today. And thank you for tuning in and sending your information. See what happens when you send me information about what you want to learn more about. I'm out on the field, hitting the ground, running, trying to find answers, being that connector on this end to get you all set for career success, business success, entrepreneurial success. I am your host, Nikki Roach, and it is always a pleasure to join you. Want to make sure and charge you to make sure you live your best life. Make sure you are living out success as you define it. And hey,